Michael Lieb, here we are at Lomel, the lone American racing here. Tough day for you.
Yeah, it's been a tough weekend. Deep sand, first time with the Husqvarna and the real sand this year. It was tough. We had some mechanical issues basically the entire weekend, and actually in the final moto, bike was running pretty good for the first time, and I fell over and just kind of pinched my hand in between the clutch and the handlebar, but it's okay. I mean, kind of grounded me back down a little bit, and I'm looking forward to the last four GPs. You know, it's been a really tough season for me, and head injury and everything like that, and you know, struggling a little bit with some mechanicals, but you know, I think it's coming close to where I can put it all together, and I really want to make some good results here, and I'm looking around for next year and just ready to do my own thing almost.
It's tough for a guy to race the sand. Like you said, the locals are here and stuff. So considering, you know, if you didn't have the bike problem and you didn't crash hurt your hand, you were top 20 kind of both motos, and I guess from there that you would have been happy?
You know, I came into this race last year and I went 21-24 and I was blown away. It was the first time I really felt like I didn't know how to ride a motorcycle. This year, I actually got out in the second moto and I was moving up and I was in 17th on the third lap and I was actually about to pass. There was four people right in front of me. And my goal this weekend was top 15, at least, you know, one time. And I think, you know, that would have been a decent goal for me. And people at home, they don't understand how deep the Belgium sand is. It's unbelievable. And so I would have been okay with that.
Now, obviously, results aren't what you want it to be, but are you having fun over here? Is it cool?
You know, it's a different side of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to take it for what it is. And I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying learning the things that I'm learning. And when the results come in, I'll be happy.
Right. Yeah, it's not every day that somebody gets paid to travel the world, right?
Exactly. You know, I got to look at things from outside the box, and I can sit here and be like, you know, well, I haven't had results and I haven't had this and everything's been difficult and injuries have played a big effect, and but that's not the way to go about the season. I mean, everyone has a struggle point, and you know, the last 2 years for me have been pretty tough, and I'm learning a lot, and I'm definitely ready to put it all, you know, to use of all the hard times that I've been going through.
Either here or in America, any preference, or do you even know?
Put me on a good bike, and I just want to have a good support group around me, and I'm just ready to race. It doesn't matter where I am, you know, I'm gonna have fun with it.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you.